Yes. The warning. Warning. The following show features songs performed either by professionals or under the supervision of professionals. Accordingly, Rusty Mike Radio and the producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any song or activity performed on this show. Listener discretion is advised.
What's up, everybody? I am Maximum Mike, and welcome to another episode of Rock for Rookies. Today is Sunday, August 1st, 2010, and welcome to the second of the No Frills, Oh My God, I'm Stuck in New Jersey episodes. It's going to be fan-filled and packed with great music and, of course, the news. I'm not going to be getting into much more than that because, seriously, doing a Rock for Rookies show from New Jersey is like trying to go to the beach in Jerusalem. It's almost impossible. Almost. I like that. Now, but I'm having a great time, and tomorrow I will be going to go see the Newfound Glory concert, which is totally awesome, and I cannot wait for it. So let's get things started. First of all, I gotta tell you, we start off with Steve Ray Vaughan and the song Let Me Love You Baby, trying to start the show off with a totally different vibe, and I guarantee you, you're gonna be hearing a lot of music that you're not expecting specifically this week, some bands I haven't played in at least a year and a half, and also just a more chilled out episode. But let's get things started right now with Bowling for Soup and just a fantastic cover of a fantastic theme song. This is Gilligan's Island.
Just sit right back. The weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost. The minnow would be lost. The ship set ground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle. With Gilligan, the skipper too, the billionaire and his wife, the movie star, Professor. So this is the tale of our castaways. They're here for a long, long time. They'll have to make the best of things, and it's an uphill climb. The first mate and his skipper too will do their very best to make the others comfortable in the tropic island nest. No boat,
no lights,
no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be. So join us here each week, my friend. You're sure to get a smile from seven stranded castaways here on Gilligan's Isle. Yeah, it's Gilligan, the skipper too, the billionaire and his wife, the movie star, Professor Ed.
Yeah.
That was Stone Temple Pilots, Dead and Bloated, off the 1992 album Core, Stone Temple Pilots. I don't know, I'm just feeling in that whole, 90s mood right now. I was listening to something until it came up, and I was just like, oh, I gotta start getting into that old 90s heavy metal and rock and roll. I mean, specifically Stone Temple Pilots, they did start really heavy, and then they just kind of went, not downhill artistically, but just energy level wise and rock and roll wise. So that was off their first album. I really liked it. Also just love the intro to that song right there. Right before that we heard Sousin and the song You're Not Alone. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing the name of this band right, but Sousin are a band that hails from Newport Beach, California, formed back in 2003, are known as post-hardcore. Don't really know if that's true or not, but You're Not Alone, excellent song. Of course, we started off the block with Bowling for Soup and Gilligan's Island. Now, after listening to Stone Temple Pilots, I was like, all right, some more 90s. What's going to come next? I think Smashing Pumpkins is a great idea. This is Disarmed.
Shot from a gun. We cast our lot together.
That was Soil on the song Tear It Down off the album Picture Perfect from 2009. Welcome back to Part 2, Rookies. It's really weird. When I'm not doing the show live, I always divide up the show into two parts. And it doesn't always sound as radio. It sounds so different from when I do it live. Because then I can say top of the hour, so and so. And I have no idea if Part 1 was 45 minutes or 50 minutes. I have no idea. So I can't say top of the hour, 20 minutes till the end. I have no idea. So we're just going to keep going strong. Now, I thought that the Soil song was extremely relevant, and you'll find out why, because here comes the rock news. Rock news on Rock for Rookies. Zah! I'm Maximum Mike. And this is the news. First up, this date in Rock Digest, the Rolling Stones are reportedly set to announce their last world tour to coincide with their 50th anniversary as a band, reports MTV.UK. The as-yet-unnamed farewell tour is set until 2012, 50 years after the Satisfaction Rockers formed in 1962. But wait, this comes from an unknown source, so that is not even close to being solid news, but still needs to be reported because the rumors are coming from somewhere. Now, according to TVLatest.com, Poison singer Bret Michaels is reportedly out of the running to be Simon Cowell's replacement on American Idol. The Hollywood Reporter revealed that Chris Isaak has now been floated as a possible contender for the judging gig. Moving on, it's time to give back. Kiss star Gene Simmons told Billboard.com about their current tour, adding that Kiss, which is also donating $1 per ticket to the Wounded Warrior Foundation, hopes to show the youth that there's another world out there besides Hannah Montana and the Jonas Brothers. It's important for them to see how the big boys do it. There's no tapes, there's no background singers backstage, there's no click tracks. It's important for the kids to see that whatever you see on the stage is real. We want to spread this. I'm insulted by any act that goes up there with dancers and tapes. It's insulting. Now, I think he should calm down and relax just a tiny, tiny little bit. Because that's pop music and you're rock and roll. If you did it and you were rock and roll, that would be insulting. Now, it has been announced via MySpace that the 2010 edition of the Michigan Death Fest has been canceled. The cancellation comes due to the conflicts with venue changes, band issues, and lack of ticket sales. So Israel isn't the only place the consulate gets screwed over from the exact same things. Moving on, most tickets to concerts outdoor venues usually carry the warning that the show will go on rain or shine. However, we learned this weekend that this warning does not extend to pigeon droppings. Just ask the Kings of Leon, who were forced off stage Friday night after three songs into their set at the St. Louis Verizon Amphitheater after being inundated by poop from pigeons living in the venue's rafters. The show openers, the Postels, and the Stills brave through their entire sets only to emerge from the stage covered in pigeon droppings. The Kings of Leon decided to try their luck and play their set but were forced to leave after an unhealthy encounter. Adam Zadel and drummer Nathan Falwell told fans via Twitter, "We had to bail. Pigeon shitting in Jared's mouth, and it was too unsanitary to continue. Don't take it out on Jared. It's that effing venue's fault. You may enjoy being shit on, but we don't. Sorry for all those who traveled the miles." Now moving on, Adam Zadel and Tim King of Soil have proclaimed that the show must go on following the hiatus of frontman AJ Cavalier and drummer Tom Schofield. The remaining members of the band are picking up the pieces and carrying on. Here's what they told fans via their MySpace blog on Friday. And he says, "I'm sure you're all wondering what is happening in the world of Soil after all the rumors and statements that have been going around. Late last week, we learned of AJ's intentions as he notified us of his indefinite hiatus. Now we have learned of Tom's intentions, as did all of you via the blabbermouth statements he made a few days ago. Now we have decided that the show must go on and will go on. We refuse to let the fans, promoters, and radio stations down on such a short notice. We've decided to ask our friends Jordan Lee for vocals and Mike Tignino on drums to fill in. Both Jordan and Mike are awesome musicians and have been longtime Soil followers, and to us it is an honor to have them join us for already confirmed shows. We will take advantage of this opportunity to perform some classic songs we haven't played in years, and can promise you we will deliver a powerful and energetic show that we will meet and surpass the standards we've always set for our live shows." Moving on to an excellent little bit of information, especially for me because I'm a huge fan of this artist, Marty Friedman. who played guitar with Megadeth during their 90s heyday, has announced a new album to be released on August 25th in Japan. The album titled Bad DNA will be the speed metal king's 10th solo effort. According to Friedman's own website, the album will be a natural progression, picking up where Loudspeaker and Tokyo Jukebox left off, adding its own twist and turns. Now, one of the producers who's going to be working on the album is going to be Shunsuke Miyazawa, who actually did a whole bunch of work and engineering on Lady Gaga and Guns N' Roses' last album. So I'm totally looking forward to that. But that is all the news that I have for you this week, brought to you by Antimusic.com. And, of course, Rock Rookie's moving right on with the music. This is Trapped and the song Lost Realist. and Paul Rogers, the song Still Burning, off the album Cosmos Rocks. That was just an album that I really feel was just completely ignored by the rock world. But it has a whole bunch of fantastic singles on it, most of which was Still Burning, which I just played on. It was fantastic. Right before that, we heard Story of the Year and the song Sidewalk. Story of the Year also kind of like one of those new screamo core, not more like poppy acoustic folk punk music. They're just really weird. Starts off slow, gets a little heavy there at the end. Most of their stuff is actually quite slow, but still, fantastic track. And of course, we start off the block with Trapped and the song Lost Realist, a band that every time I do play them, I'm always like, oh man, this track is awesome. But I never go listen to them again until I need to find some music for the show, and then I see the band, but I never put it on my iPod. I don't know why. We have to move on right now to a song by Mudvayne entitled Pushing Through. This is a fantastic hardcore track, and I'm dedicating it right now to Erwin, who has been pushing me to play Mudvayne for a really long time. Also invited me over recently, and I had to turn him down, and it turned out it was for a horrible reason. So Erwin, this one's for you. Keep on pushing through, keep at it. One day we'll get together and it will be awesome. Also, hopefully in a few weeks' time, Erwin's gonna come on and co-host the show with me. So looking forward to that. Rocking out on Rock for Rookies. This is Mudvayne.
Piece I can carry it all. Strength to be driven. Self- walking a fine line between wrong and right. And I know there is a part of me that I try to hide. But I can win and I can fight. I keep holding on too tight, running away from the world outside. Now I am calling, hoping you'll hear me. We all need somebody to believe in something. Then I won't fear this when I am falling. We all need somebody that can mend these broken bones. Of a simple life, and I am holding my head high in the rising tide. And I can win and I can fight. I keep holding on too tight, running away from the world outside. Now I am calling, hoping you'll hear.
Dusty, dusty, dusty. you showed me the door.
But you always came crawling back, begging me for more. I showed you kindness, a stool and a tail.
Then you poured me my pain in a dirty glass.
Yeah, you left him bloody battered, peanuts and more.
You know, I often start to wonder how you made it through my door.
With my brother's new non-dual black cat registry ID.
Well, you bit off more than you can chew the first day you met me.
Dusty, dusty, dumb, yeah, you left me dying, crying there. And whiskey, gin, and pints of beer, I'll help you, I die.
Sure I wasn't, honey, I know all about your past.
Listen to the big shot with his pager on call. You spent most of those nights in my bathroom stall.
Yeah, you got him high, but you left him low.
Mind your own business, boy, how was I to know that he was just a fiend and a no-good cheat?
Well, it's all in the past, bitch, cause now I got it beat.
Dusty, dusty, dumb and dear, you left me dying, crying there. And whiskey, gin, and pints of beer.
Absolute favorite Dropkick Murphy songs. That was the song The Dirty Glass. I'm totally blanking over who that girl is, but definitely drop me a line if you know who it is. Write down on the fan page of Rock Forkies on Facebook. Let me know who that girl is and what her deal is. I want to get some music by her. I want to figure out what her deal is. That's going to be awesome. Right before Dropkick Murphys, we heard Reb Fury and the song Broken Bones. I love bands that are all heavy, and they have like one or two soft like rock ballads, and that is awesome. As long as they don't get famous for the heavy stuff and then start doing the star stuff or vice versa. Like, I can always forgive Staind for all their singles always being like soft, you know, soft metal ballad music. But then they didn't actually start off all soft. Most of their first hits were really heavy things. That's really, really what got Fred Durst interested in them in the first place. It's weird, okay? It's weird. That's why I don't like Linkin Park right now, because all their hits are all their soft stuff. Not cool. Not cool at all. Right before Reb Fury, of course, we start off the block with Mudvayne and Pushing Through, which hopefully means that if you like that, drop me a line. Let me know if we need to play more Mudvayne on the show. We are moving on right now to a man I have never played on Rock for Rookies, and even after listening to this next song, you might be wondering why I chose to do it. There's just something about Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. They're rock and roll, even though they don't have what I would usually define as rock and roll. No, you know, picked up drum paces. It's not fast, not heavy, but it's rock. There's just something about it. Let me know what you think, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. This is the song Spell.
Frosted moons as the snow-caked hedgerows I let down upon the drifting snow. Sleep beneath the melting sky, a whisper of your names. I know not where you are, but somewhere, 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 here upon this wild abandoned star.
And I'm full of love, and I'm full of wonder, and I'm full of love, and I'm falling under your spell.
fading memory. No awakening, no flaming dark, no word of consolation, no arrow through my heart, only a feeble notion, a glimmer from afar that I cling to with my fingers as we go spinning wildly through the stars. And I'm full of love, and I'm full of wonder, and I'm full of love, and I'm falling on the earth's floor. Me to my senses, I rise up with the dew. The snow turns to streams of light, the purple heather grows anew. I call it by your name, I know not where you are, but somehow, somewhere, sometime soon, upon this wild abandoned star. And I'm full of love, and I'm full of wonder, and I'm full of love, and I'm falling on the Elspeth. Thank you.
all the no's and the no's because I wanna.
After Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, we heard The Hives and the song Hate to Say I Told You So, a favorite here on RockForKids.com. And by favorite, I mean Maximum Mike loves that song. And that's me, so nice. Right after that, what we just heard was Sublime's take on the old Tequila song. Obviously, all reggae out and kicking total rock, but awesomely. And I thought that that was a perfect song to end off part two and end off the show with, because it's summertime. And yes, I may be in New Jersey, but the whole idea here is I'm going to chill out and chillax and maybe do a little shopping and drinking some coffees and getting me some donuts and see family and just it is supposed to be chill before I get back and the new year kicks in and I gotta start working again. Sublime. Excellent track to let us know it's summertime. If the mode offs are over, time to celebrate. Mode bets coming up. Take this hour. Chill. That's what it's all for. But this has been another episode of Rock Rookies. I am Maximum Mike. I hope you've had a fantastic time. And remember that if the music touches you, make sure it's someplace naughty. Leaving us to rock out here. One more song. I want to give you Sum 41 and Count Your Last Blessings. When next we meet, I will fill you in on the Newfound Glory concert, and most of all, let you know that the countdown to coming back to Israel is most definitely in effect. All right, guys, peace.
I finished the bottle full of empty dreams. Punched drunk head, straight out of line. Another excuse with no alibi. Hitching on the rudder decline. With no name streets and no vital signs. I pissed away the best of me. And no one can help me. Misery's best friend can't be a dead end. A bag full of regrets and I'm coming clean. Some feel like this and I'm reject. A bad habit, don't forget that you better. Vision of wasted youth. I touched the book and found the key. I can't say the same for dignity. I pissed away the best of me. And no one can help me. Misery's best friend can't be a dead end. A bag full of regrets and I'm coming clean. Some feel like this is time reject. A bad habit, don't forget that you better catch your last blessings. I fell off the wagon, chasing six feet. And now I'm running out of time.
They weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!